What kind of qualities do you think a person doing this kind of work, as you do the interfaith dialogues and the other types of conflict resolution, what kind of qualities do you think that person should have?
As a person or as a professional, or what?
Well, I mean, it's
and
a
I know it's
bit
hard.
Of both, right? I mean,
yeah, it's hard to really to make the line, the distinction
yeah.
between them. But I would say there are necessary attribution or features for international peace builder to be effective in your work. One of it is that you have to be able to gain the trust of the participants and establish a relationship with them that allows them to speak safely in a safe environment and allow them to open up and speak. Because for your previous question, how do you get to change stereotype? A change in perception take place when people feel safe. And safety is one of the things, conditions, that you have to work very hard to establish in the group. And if you're not a trustworthy in the...
Do you want to get that? Okay.
If you can't be trusted as an international peace training trainer, you cannot do that. So that's one thing. The second thing I found, even the first thing, if in terms of priority, you need patience. And that aspect of patience is very challenging and very difficult. Patience, because it's very intense work, and if you do a lot of these type of dialogue groups, you tend to see similar things happening, and then you don't have you should have the energy and the capacity to listen to people pain, listen to people misperception, as cruel as they could be, and listen to people. I would say sometimes even ignorance. And you sit there and you see it happening to people, and capable of seeing racist things sometimes, with good intention, of course. And the patience is really to be able to see these things in front of you, and yet to contain your feelings, and then intervene in an effective, constructive way to establish a safe relationship with the group, to help move it from one area of comfort to an area of discomfort, where I think the learning usually take place. When people are confronted by their images, negative images of the other, by their stereotypes, by their prejudice, and they learn also through these interactive as well as positive interactive. So patience in the sense of facing those biases that you have, having the energy to do that. Patience in terms of dealing with the prejudice, with things that will bother you. And the third quality I would say also would be that you need to constantly reflect on your own biases. And that's really an aspect I found it very challenging, because each one of us go around with many of our own values and assumptions, which has biases against other people. And being constantly in this process of reflecting on those biases and asking yourself, how are my biases affecting my professional intervention, is another aspect. A third attribution, I think, or a feature that's required is the in the US we call it the walk your talk concept. Is the fact that if you call for social change, for political change, you have to make part of your life assigned to do that, not as part of your work only, but to be able to engage in civil right work, to be able to engage in protest, in political activism, in a community volunteer or workshop, community service. To walk your talk is very important, Because, you know, in most of our work, really people don't only learn from the cognitive and the nice charts and models and triangle and circles that we draw in the flip charts, but I think most of the learning also comes from the role modeling. When they ask you, what do you do in order to make change happen outside of your profession? So walking your talk, I think, is another important thing. So I've talked about patience, flexibility. You know that in this nature of this work, you need to be very flexible. You cannot go in with the mentality of rigid and structured, that you have an agenda from 9 to 5, minute by minute. Really, then you are mechanically treating those perceptions. To change those perceptions that people have about each other, you need to be flexible enough to adjust, to change your techniques and your intervention based on the nature of the people that sit with you. Patience, flexibility, and what was the first one?
First one was the trust building.
Trust, yeah. I mean, to be able to do, to have a trust with other people. And, you know, the walk your talk, I think, aspect is very important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously, there is the principle of you need to understand what you're doing. I mean, you need to have a comprehension, understanding of the processes, dynamics, and process and dynamic of a conflict and the group work. I think those are necessary content, I would call them substance skills, and the information that you need to know. I'm not sure how much knowledge of theory of conflict resolution or international relation you need, but you certainly need to understand the group dynamic as well as what happened to people in a conflict situation. These are the substance that you have to have.